time for the Water Report. California Water Institute at Fresno State is helping all of us to better understand the use of water.
Good morning and welcome to Weekly Water Insights. I'm Laura Ramos from the California Water Institute, and today we're talking about the Sustainable Groundwater Management Act, also known as SGMA. Groundwater has been California's savings account for more than a century. In wet years, we lean on surface water. In dry years, we pump groundwater, often heavily. But here's the problem. For decades, in many parts of California, we withdrew more than we deposited. Land sank, wells went dry, infrastructure cracked, communities lost drinking water reliability. In 2014, California passed SGMA. And today I'm joined by Paul Gosselin from the Department of Water Resources to help us understand why this law became necessary. Paul, we appreciate you being here.
Thank you, Laura. It's great to be here this morning with you all. I really appreciate the opportunity.
Thank you. So before we go too deep into SGMA, can you tell us a little bit about before SGMA, who was actually managing groundwater in California?
Well, before SGMA, there was no statewide law or program to manage groundwater. It was really left to local agencies, counties, municipalities, water districts. So it was very dispersed and sort of the structure. The state had tried leveraging using grant monies and other tools like groundwater management plans to have local agencies get a little bit more focused on groundwater management, but it really didn't work until SGMA came into place.
And so what was the problem that SGMA was specifically created to fix?
Yeah, great question, because you think about it, changing 100 years of water law in the span of 9 months was an undertaking. Laws typically don't get enacted, especially in water, that fast. But we have to go back and think back to 2012, 2013, those circumstances. That was during that drought period that at the time, it was unlike anything we had ever seen. We've had a couple drought periods since then that were even worse. But what happened was, is because of the drought, it really exacerbated poor groundwater management that resulted in thousands of wells going dry and increased rates of subsidence that was really starting to damage conveyance, roads, high-speed rail, and the like. So it really came to a head, and the governor proposed in his budget in January of 2014 to have the state board intervene in basins that are not managing overdraft. But he also put in his message that he'd rather have a law enacted that really leaned on local control and local discretion. And that really spurred all the different parties involved in water to start working together on a structure that would finally get enacted and pass the legislature in September of 2014. It was quite the process, but it was something that everyone recognized something had to be done.
I'm glad that, you know, something was done. And it sometimes it's hard to understand what it all means because it's such a complex law, specifically the word sustainable. We hear it in so many different ways. And this one, you know, the name itself has it in there. But if you ask people what it means different things to different people. Thank you for joining me on Weekly Water Insights. And don't forget to tune in next week. Together, we can navigate the challenges of water management and build a sustainable future for everyone.
Today's report is a two-part report. We'll have the second part of this report tomorrow. Laura Ramos is director of the California Water Institute at Fresno State. For more information, you can go to thecaliforniawater.org.